Hello, podcast listeners.
Hello. Welcome to episode number 30.
30.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Trente.
We're on episode Trente.
Yeah. And if we sound better, it's because we have new podcast recording equipment.
Yay, us.
These super awesome microphones with one of these fancy little soundboards and everything. And yeah, so now we feel like real podcasters.
Nobody could see my Vanna White stuff I was just doing.
You can't. I'm sorry.
I was Vanna
awesome.
Whiting.
It was awesome.
I was like showcasing our soundboard and our mics. And we have mic stands.
Yeah. So
we're like fucking official.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know what that means? That all of you listeners need to start donating money to us. So we can keep doing this free podcast for everybody to listen to.
Plus, on an added bonus here, I can't get loud and it hurts your ears now.
Heather has been like reined in at this
point. I have been.
And there's no more,
ups
and downs. We
tested the shit out of this.
Yeah.
I was yelling and whispering.
Yep, we were screaming into the microphones and it just all sounded awesome.
So, yay all of you.
Yeah. So all of your ears can relax now.
Don't worry. We won't. And we can actually be on the internet now.
What do you mean?
Well, we're like, we couldn't be on the internet before because it'd make our sound weird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So now we can actually look shit up if we need to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Or write stuff down.
Because our phones would. Well, because now I actually have a laptop that's recording us. Right.
Isn't
now.
That the brand new laptop you got for Christmas?
It is my brand new laptop. And it is.
Wasn't it bought for this purpose?
Partly, yes.
Yes.
Yes. so that we could travel and still upload our podcasts and all of that.
Very important.
I have used it for that.
You have.
Times.
It was at the lodge for that.
Yes, at the lodge and Coeur d'Alene, both.
Oh, that's right. I don't remember a lot about Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, it was kind of a blur that whole weekend.
But I mean, that was a fun weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have some.
Super fun.
We have more fun things we'll be probably uploading from in the future.
Yeah.
I know we have our scrapbooking thing.
Yeah, that's not until September. But
well, you think that's that far away, but it's really not. I mean, that's like, what, 4-5 months away?
Yeah.
It's 5 months away.
Yeah.
It'll be here
It'll
like
be soon.
That. I wonder if that caught that snap. I did that right by the microphone.
Yes, you did. And Megan, our awesome assistant.
She's here.
Is here today.
She's here.
Yeah, wave at everyone, Megan.
She's waving.
She's waving.
She's waving.
And she just took our picture with our new equipment, so we'll post that online. Mm-hmm. And I've got my notebook right here. I'm going to write that down.
So we'll probably get it.
Yes. I'm going to put equipment picture so that I can post it on our Facebook and our Instagram. Yay. Okay. Episode 30. It's that time of year again, people.
Graduation.
Someone you know is probably graduating from somewhere.
Or
high
getting
school,
married.
High school, college, or somebody's going to get married here.
Uh-huh.
Marriage season is coming up.
Bridal showers.
Showers.
Uh-huh.
Baby showers.
Yes.
So you're probably going to have to buy a gift.
Sorry, peeps. We all have to do it.
Yeah.
And receive them at times, even though I have not received a gift for a very long time for those reasons.
Oh, no. We're way past that.
No. There's no babies. There's no weddings. And I'm not graduating from shit. No one's giving me a fucking degree.
And even if you did, no one's going to buy you a present at this point.
No, not at this point. They'll be like, about fucking time. For any of the above other than the marriage.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to talk about appropriate gifts.
Yeah.
So make sure you're close just in case.
Should I touch it? Do you want me to make out with my mic?
We're getting the sound right. Well, you're pulling back like here. And I don't know if it's... Yeah, I just want to make sure it picks up your beautiful voice.
It is pretty. Which I never thought that until I've gotten used to it now from these many podcasts.
I know, right? You sound weird, but then after a while...
It's just normal now.
It doesn't matter.
So yeah. That was a nice hump we got over because most people can't stand the sound of their own voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're okay with it.
And now we're good.
Yeah, it's just normal. Yeah.
So first on the docket, graduation gifts.
That's like in a couple weeks for most people.
Weeks. So... I don't know. I haven't known a lot of people that I bought graduation gifts for. I had a couple nephews that I did.
I've had some like friends' kids that have graduated.
Yeah.
I mean, the last one I really participated in a lot was your son's.
Yeah.
No. So we actually had one of our listeners reach out to us, Robin, and ask us what was appropriate here. And I did a little research for her, and it just really goes down to how well you know the graduate.
Right.
If you're just a friend or acquaintance with them, or a distant aunt or something, you're only expected to pay maybe about, give them $20. And they all said cash is what most graduates want,
95%. 95%
And I'm
going to
quote that one because I did see that one online.
Yes, they just want money because that's what they need.
They do.
They got to buy books and they got to buy gas and they got
to,
you know.
And it's not like they're trying to furnish a huge room. Most time it's a dorm room
or
an apartment that or a house shared with many people.
Yes.
So they don't need a lot of stuff.
No.
Maybe, they need money.
Maybe a suitcase or something.
They did say a suitcase was a really nice thing to have.
Yeah. Maybe like gas cards. People buy gas cards.
Food cards, too. Like groceries cards.
Like gift cards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would work, too.
That's really nice. If you're just going to do cash, which is my go-to, because then I don't have to think of anything.
Yeah.
Now, Kobe had, she's going to tell you about the cash display she did, because this was amazing.
Yeah.
Mine is the classic, you find the card. And I'm even cheaper. I remember one year I knew I had like three or four people graduating. I bought a 3-pack of money cards.
Yeah, there you go.
I still have one. FYI, if anybody out there of my friends need one, I got one left. And I made sure it didn't have the year on it so I could use it for future graduates. But I don't have any. So they're saying the cash value, if you're just a close friend or a you know a relative but not massively close relative, it's about $15 to $20.
Yeah,
you don't
have
to spend a whole lot.
Yeah.
If you're close, like you're a grandma and grandpa, or maybe a really close relative, really close friend, you're looking at about, they say about $30 to $50.
Yeah.
Which sounds about
but 50
correct.
Was like the highest that it's
you never saw anybody else do any more than 50. I never saw one little report online that said more than $50.
Yeah. I think if you're going to spend more than that, you buy a large gift like mm-hmm. the laptop.
The jewelry,
the suitcase, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I like the suitcase. I think that's a cool thing.
Yeah, because they're going to need that.
For the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Laptop, fantastic.
Yeah.
And nowadays, I remember I got a laptop for my grandparents. No, it wasn't a laptop back then because laptops really weren't going on in 1999. It was a full board, big computer.
Yeah.
And they splurged and I had the bigger screen. I think my screen was 15 inches, not the 12. I know. This thing was major. I was like the envy of everybody because this thing was pretty nice. It was a little compact computer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And they spent over $1,000 on this computer.
Yeah, can you imagine?
And nowadays, you can buy a computer for about $200.
Yeah, you can buy a laptop for like $200.
Yep. Or a Chromebook for even less.
Yeah.
So the computer dreams of a gift are not that far-fetched for a lot of people nowadays.
No, anybody can have a computer now.
Oh, yeah.
When I went to college, there weren't any laptops, and we did not have our own computer. We had a computer lab at school that you could use that actually worked at also. And we, at that time, there wasn't even any Windows or anything. Everything was run off of a DOS prompt, and you had to type in what you wanted it to do.
Now, Kobe, did you have the floppy disks?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So we were just getting out of the floppy disk when I went in, and we were getting the hard disk. There weren't the CD-ROMs. It was the hard, littler disk.
The 3.5.
Yes.
Yeah, I had the 5.25.
The big
guys. And then we were switching to the 3.5.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where we were at. So, yeah, a little reminiscing there.
Then last year at the college, they did get, because we had our computer lab, and there was a separate lab for all the Macintosh computers.
Yes.
So they were different. And they actually set up a third lab with all these computers that had Windows on them, because Windows was new.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a class where we used those, and it had, you know, you had the mouse, which I'd never used before.
Oh, yeah. It was just the arrow keys.
Yeah. You just typed. You typed in the mm-hmm. commands. There was no mouse.
Exactly.
So there was this mouse that you'd move around and click on stuff. And I thought it was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen in my life. It was so, I'm like, this is stupid. Nobody's going to use this. This is dumb.
And now they're going to touch screens.
And I know, right?
There's not even a mouse going
this
much.
I'm like, I can't use this. How do I get to a DOS prompt? Because I can't use this.
times have changed.
Times have changed.
Because now we're past the mouse.
Yeah.
I still use a mouse at work. We don't have touch screens on our computers.
No, we don't either.
But, yeah, that's kind of how that is.
I don't think I got any presents when I graduated from college.
From college?
Yeah, I don't remember getting anything.
Now, when I graduated from college, Thor set something up. So we had a nice little dinner, Mexican dinner that we did. And I got a lot of tooth jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know how many tooth necklaces you need. If you were one of the ones that bought it, I treasured it and loved it until it was gone.
But how many of those do you need?
Not four. I mean, they were all different. Some of them just had teeth. I had a cute toothbrush on one, and there was a little floss on the other one.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
It's like, well, everyone had, they got together and really thought this through for me.
That's cute.
It was really cute.
I thought somebody could have got me a necklace with a little calculator or something.
Wouldn't that be cute?
Yeah. No, I didn't get anything. No. I don't think I got anything.
High school, I got quite a, it was a lot of money.
High school, I got a lot of money. Stuff. Yeah. Yeah, because you have a lot more friend. I mean, especially if you go to a small school in a small town, everybody knows everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And
so all your friends' parents are coming to your party, and you're all correlating to make sure that you're not going on the same day as that, or your party's at a different time so you can go to everybody else's.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
That was pretty fun.
So
I think I had to share a cake with my sister, though.
Probably.
That happened often.
Yeah.
Birthdays, graduation. Not the college graduation,
everything.
Though.
Oh, yeah. Except for that.
Yeah, because she didn't graduate with me.
Yeah.
So that was good. Let's see. So that's kind of where we're at with the gifts on that. There's other gifts. So baby shower gifts, wedding gifts, shower gifts.
So I just bought a bridal shower gift
for
someone.
And what did you buy? Now, this is someone you're pretty close with, though.
Yeah. So it's my cousin and his fiance. They're getting married soon. They actually have there's a website now called Zola.
Yes.
It's a wedding website where you put all your information.
Kind of like the Knot was when we were younger.
Yeah. So they had a registry on there. So I just kind of went on there and looked to see what was on there.
Yes.
And so I picked out, they wanted some barbecue stuff. Like there was a barbecue set.
Yeah.
Like with all of the utensils.
That's a huge spatula with a huge handle and the brush.
This nice little case and everything like that. So I bought that. And then there was another barbecue, like a pan that goes over the barbecue, but it's got like holes in it so you can like cook stuff and it won't fall into the barbecue.
That's nice.
It was cool. And so those were on their list. And then to go with it, I ordered a bunch of barbecue sauces and barbecue rubs, like seasoning and stuff.
Now, this is a very nice and thoughtful gift.
Thank you. And so the barbecue rubs I got, there was three. There was like a pork, a beef, and a chicken. And they like said, like, rub your butt or rub your chicken.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
So they got a little laugh out of that, too.
Yeah, so I thought it was funny. Yeah.
So I just had a coworker slash friend get married.
Yes.
And bridal shower slash bachelorette party, you and me went together.
Yeah. We talked about that, I think. The the party bus.
Yes. Party bus. I don't think we talked about the gift.
We did not talk about the
gift. So together, we ended up doing a very nice lingerie outfit. And then we did a very nice like photo album, scrapbook that's already ready to go for her just to plug her little pictures in.
Yeah.
So I thought we did really well. And then the wedding gift, I really like to do something that's not on the registry because I feel like you kind of remember those gifts a little bit better.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was just going to be me by myself doing it, but my other coworker who wasn't able to attend her wedding either decided to jump on the bandwagon with me. And so we created this amazing picnic type thing for her. We even set up her little office area as a picnic before she came in that day.
Aww.
So I found this amazing wicker picnic basket. And it had actual ceramic plates. So two plates and then a set of forks and knives and spoon for two.
Yeah.
And then a nice wine cork you know, opener. Yeah. The coolest thing about this basket that I've never seen is the whole bottom part where you would usually put your food and stuff was actually a zipper pouch or zipper compartment where it was all insulated.
Oh, so yeah, so you can keep your food cold.
Exactly. Or
very
warm,
cool.
Whatever
or,
it was.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, I bought a bottle of wine.
I was just going to say, or you could put your wine in there.
That's what I put in there. So then my coworker bought this really nice blanket, picnic blanket, that's really thick, waterproof on one side, and then fabric on the other, really nice fabric on the other side. Yeah. And it folds up to a nice, like, bag with a handle, so you can just carry it. And then Huge. She did an umbrella that stakes into the ground.
Perfect.
And then, of course, cheese and crackers.
Aww.
It was really cute.
That's cute.
And so we had her whole room set up for this picnic.
That is so cute.
Yes. And she
loved that.
It was really, I have to say, this is probably the fourth picnic basket I've bought for a wedding.
They make such cool ones now, though.
Yeah.
I think they're fun.
I got one for my wedding.
Yeah.
And I still have it. It's the size of a suitcase, so I don't get it out often. You've never seen it.
I've not seen it.
Because it's a suitcase size. I love it. If you, whoever bought it for me is listening, I've obviously kept it for 17 years.
Yeah.
So I like it a lot.
I got a picnic basket when I got married, but it was like an old-fashioned with a handle where the two sides
lift up.
Oh,
those
know?
Are so cute.
And it had all the plates and cups and utensils and everything. We've never used it one time.
You still have it?
No.
No.
I finally just got rid of it like last year.
Aw.
I know. Because we just never used it.
It just happened.
Because I'd rather have like a backpack.
Like mine.
One. Yeah, like the one that you have.
I have a backpack that even holds. It has an insulated compartment on the outside of it for wine. It's very, very great. Actually, yeah, I love that thing.
Yeah.
It has a really good. It's not as fancy as the one I bought for the wedding because it's all plastic.
Yeah.
But it's better for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I would just break the glass.
Yeah.
But I really like that. There's always the registry that you can do for people. Wedding etiquette with money is going to be very similar to graduate, I think.
Yeah. Well, and with the wedding too, like on the Zola site, you can just donate to their honeymoon fund or whatever.
So do you get credit then for that? Do they know who did
that? Yeah, they know who did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then if you do that, because now in this day and age, do you not buy a gift then?
That's your gift. So instead of actually buying a gift, like you would just donate. So like I went to the shower, but then the wedding's like kind of out of town. And so instead of taking a gift to the wedding, I'll either just direct mail it. You can just mail it to them from the website or
yes.
you can just donate to their honeymoon fund.
Which one are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look again. They also wanted like a Home Depot gift card.
Where are they getting married?
In OMAC.
Why there?
There's a place that they like up there that does weddings.
Okay.
That's
okay.
It looks really cool. And it's their style. And it just fits their personalities. And so I think that's why.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Are you
going
to, no, you're heading to the wedding too.
Yes. Yes.
You're just thinking so you don't have to haul the gift with you.
Right. So I don't have to haul the gift. Mm-hmm. I'll just have it direct shipped to them or just donate to the honeymoon fund.
Where are they going on their honeymoon?
I can't remember.
That's okay.
But I'm sure it's someplace awesome.
Well, I'm sure it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I'll have to check that out again. Let's see.
Here's an odd question about our new equipment.
Yeah.
Does this tell us where we're at on time?
It does, actually. It's right here at the top. Right there.
Oh, your wine glass is blocked.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me move
I don't care.
Let me move my wine glass.
It anyway.
That's right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that cool? Look at it recording our little voices. We're fascinated.
Yeah, we are.
With our new equipment.
It's pretty amazing looking. So today, we actually started, we're not drinking Stamilt today, if you guys can believe that.
No, this is a Jones.
Our second bottle that we're on right now is a Jones. Is it a Pinot Gris?
No, it's a Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, Sauvignon Blanc. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. It's pretty good. It's refreshing. It's
very
crisp.
Refreshing. We had some turkey burgers earlier.
Turkey burger.
They were really good.
With nut cheese.
With nut cheese on it. Well, it's not even nut cheese. It's just dairy-free cheese.
Yeah. Which has nuts in it, too.
Does it?
Yeah.
I thought it was. I didn't know it did.
I thought it had a little bit of nuts in it. The nuts.
I don't know. We're gonna.
I don't know. We will have to look at the ingredients.
Yeah, we're gonna have to look.
Okay. So we had that, and then Kobe, I brought her some dairy-free sour cream to try, which she informed me doesn't taste like sour cream.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
Heather hasn't had sour cream in like 10 years.
No, but I thought
it
tasted fantastic.
So she really thought it tastes like sour cream. It's got the right texture.
It does, huh?
But it doesn't really taste like sour cream, but that's okay.
But it's creamy.
But it's creamy,
mm-hmm.
And you could mix it in with something and be satisfied with it.
I feel like I could still put it on a taco and be pretty happy.
I bet you could.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Because I haven't had sour cream on a taco for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yes. We're going to have to try that.
Oh, yeah. We will.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, well, the first wine we had was a razzmatazz.
Oh, it was so good.
From Icicle Ridge.
I love it.
That was a great one, too.
Yeah.
I really like that one. So let's see. What other gifts are we talking about?
Baby shower gifts are always fun.
Baby shower gifts are... Oh, you know what? We need to back up to the graduation. And you need to explain that one really cute gift you did for your nephew.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was a year I had two boys graduating. My cousin, my nephew. And so I can't take total credit for the idea. I saw it on Pinterest.
Yeah, but you did it. So.
I did it.
Yeah.
So what you do is you take a 2-liter pop bottle, empty, and wash it out, put the lid on, but then cut a tiny square hole in right in the middle of it. Take the label and stuff off. And then you take like, I don't know, $20, $30, however much you want to do, in $1 bills.
Yes.
Crumple them all up. And then also get some of that fun size candy, like the little tiny squares.
You're talking the mini candies?
The mini ones.
Okay.
And take all the crumpled ones and the candy and stuff the 2-liter bottle full. And then take a piece of either construction paper or scrapbook paper in their school colors and get a strip of it and wrap it around the middle to cover up the hole. And then just write, you know, congratulations or whatever on it. And so then it's like a 2-liter bottle full of candy and money.
It's so cute.
And they turned out really cute, cuter than I would have thought they would for not a lot of effort. So.
And then there's other ways you could dress it up if you want to do like curly ribbing around the top of it.
You could do like a little tassel on the top.
Oh, cute.
On the lid.
You could probably even do a little graduation cap crafty enough.
Yep, yep, yep.
There's all kinds of cute stuff you could do with that.
I don't think I have a picture of it, unfortunately, or I would post one. But I might be able to find one on Pinterest. But yeah, it was a cute idea. It was a cute idea.
Well, it sounds cute. So let's see. We were going to talk about baby shower gifts. Baby shower gifts. You know, I'm pretty lame on those. I go with a registry or I like to buy a cute outfit.
I like to buy the cute outfit.
I want to be the one that has the outfit that everybody's like, oh my God, where'd you get that?
Well, you know, one thing I always, always buy someone.
What?
No matter what I buy them for the baby present, I always add this to it.
What is that?
A package of diapers. Because you cannot have too many diapers. You
can't.
Yes,
so true.
So I always buy people diapers.
You know, I try to do, especially if it's a close friend of mine that's having or like a sibling, I always try to throw a gift in there that's for them.
Oh, I do that after the baby comes, and I'll take the mom a gift, like a new pajamas. Because someone did that for me one time when I had my son, my first child, and I was in the hospital. A friend of mine brought me a present, and it was this like nightgown, a really like nice blue silk, like really comfy like nightgown. And I was like, "What? This is for me? Like I get something?"
Yeah.
And I was so like. Mm-hmm. I just loved it so much. I always remembered that. So I always like to get something for the new mommy. Yeah.
I usually do like spoiling type stuff, like spa stuff.
Yes.
Like lotions and a nice bubble bath or sometimes even like the cute little pillow that you can put in your bath. So you can just kind of relax. Because I know there's a lot of torture that goes on with the whole delivery thing. Yeah. I don't know from personal experience, but I've seen it a few times. Yeah.
And it don't seem like fun. Well, and plus, you know, you stay home with that baby for 3 months, not sleeping, you know, your schedule's messed up, the baby's crying, it's stressful, and you just feel like a hag for like 3 months.
You know what would be a great gift then? Like a mani-pedi and like a nice gift certificate to a hair salon.
Yep.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, because baby you shower just feel gift. Like shit for like 3 because literally you're covered with shit and puke and spit up. And you can't take a shower and you can't sleep. And
it seems like a lot of new moms think that as soon as the baby comes out, they're going to have their body back.
Oh, no, no, no.
It doesn't happen that quick. And no, so sometimes I think that's where a lot of the postpartum depression comes in, is that you're just like.
Well, I thought after I had my son.
Yes.
I packed a pair of like sweatpants, like stretchy sweatpants, right?
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, those will still fit because they're big and stretchy, right? No, couldn't get the sweatpants on. Could not. I had to go home in my maternity clothes because that's all still that would fit me.
Because I think that's normal, though.
But that's normal. That's how it is.
Because it takes a long time to get all. Some people don't even always lose it all.
Yeah.
But it takes a while for all the, at least the fluid to come out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
But anywho, baby gift, we talked about wedding gift, graduation gift.
Birthday gifts.
Birthday gifts can be tricky.
It's like, especially when you're an adult.
Yeah.
Like, who do you buy the birthday gifts for? Because that's a fine line. If you're invited to a birthday party, if you don't show up with a gift and everybody else did, you feel like shit.
Yeah.
But you also feel like shit if you bring a gift and nobody else brought one.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh.
And usually as adults, when they have birthday parties, you don't bring gifts.
No, it's just showing up is enough.
Yeah.
And a lot of time it's like a potluck or they're asking you to, you know, buy a dinner for yourself because you're all going out to a restaurant.
Yeah.
So
you'll buy them like a bottle of booze or something.
Or
like,
a drink if you're out.
Or buy them a drink if you're out. Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
No, I think it's more of the company. And then once you get to be well into your adulthood life, what do you do with all the shit?
Yeah, you don't need any more shit.
No.
So you don't want people to buy you shit.
No, you want the people that know you the most to buy you shit because they actually know what you want.
They buy you shit that you want.
Yeah. Stuff you're going to use. Stuff they know, like, they're going to buy you something like, here, replace that now. You know? So that's different. So if you're a really close friend, I get it. Buy the gift. But most of the time, like, okay, for like Kobe... we've had a couple different parties for her over the years. I've never brought my gift to the party.
Mm-mm.
It always happens before or after or at some point.
Okay. And now we're going to talk about kids, right?
Yeah. The kid gifts.
The kid gifts.
Yeah. I mean, we were thinking, we just said adult gifts are a little tricky.
Yeah.
Because you just don't do them very often. But for kids... That's the essence of the birthday party for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they wait for the whole fucking year.
Well, they want to play with their friends and they want a gift.
I mean, I can't even remember how many times little kids are like, is it time to open the presents yet?
Yeah. And when they're little, they don't even care what it is.
No, no, no. It's the unwrapping.
Yeah.
It's a surprise. What's inside there?
Yeah. It's the surprise of the gift.
And it can be anywhere from $5 in a card.
Yeah.
With a candy bar.
Perfect.
All the way up to like grandma and grandpa just bought them a... Mini Cooper that's sitting out in the driveway with a those grandparents.
Or with my kids, my brother always like built them their own computer. Like
I want that brother.
You know? And so it was always great because they got this big present and then you didn't see him again for like 2 months because they were on the computer.
Yeah. We also believe that especially for kids' birthday parties, there needs to be a party favor.
Yes.
Always a party favorite. Doesn't have to mean much.
Yeah, because you want to thank the kids for coming.
Well, yeah.
You know, you want to give them a little something, something.
I mean, they just had to watch their friend open a shit ton of presents and they don't get anything.
Yeah, so you really want them to have something.
Something. It doesn't have to be a lot.
Yeah.
Like, we just did Megan's Sweet 16.
Yep.
And we did some cute favors.
We did custom cookies
and
lollipops and
don't forget the pins.
And the pins that everything matched the theme of the party.
The pins weren't just pins. They had this little jewel thing, the top came off and it went into the phone.
Yeah, we didn't know what it was.
No, they had to show us that because we were just like, why does it have this?
It goes in
there,
the little microphone jack or whatever.
And then you can have the Eiffel Tower hanging from your phone.
Yeah.
It was super.
It was really cute.
Super cute.
It was really cute.
But I do believe the favors need to be there. There's always like the fun games and stuff, but there has to be something for the, you know, kids to look forward to coming to the party for.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're not coming back to your kid's party next year.
They don't get anything.
So I did see on Facebook about this birthday party was done for some very young children.
Yes.
I don't know the exact age, but it was on Facebook. And a mother of one of the attendees. Did that make sense?
Yes, it did.
Oh, that sounded smart of me. Anyway. She wrote on Facebook to try to get some clarification if her feelings were correct. And a couple of the other mothers that went, you know, had their kids go to the party shared the same thing.
Okay.
So it was a Build-A-Bear party.
I love
and
Build-A-Bear.
I know. That's so freaking cute. I've always wanted to do it too.
Yeah.
I just don't think they'll let me have wine at the Build-A-Bear party.
I'm going to say no. You know what, though?
If we rented the place out.
You know how we get around that.
Yeah, it's my wine growler.
You bring the growler. We go in the bathroom. You know, we get around that shit.
We really do.
And it's very resourceful.
We're not going to actually say on here how many times we've gotten around this shit. And what places we've been at.
Somebody says no alcohol. I'm like,
oh,
bake again.
Yeah, we can get this through. So the Build-A-Bear. So most of the parents knowing what the Build-A-Bear party entailed, probably... A story said there was like three or four of them that actually gave the mom that was hosting the party extra money, like
to
$20, $30, because they knew how expensive this is. Because
every kid gets to build a bear,
yes,
right?
Yeah. That's how the Build-A-Bear party goes. So they all get to build a bear. I guess she didn't do the whole big party from Build-A-Bear, though, because they didn't do the food and stuff there. She did pizza and stuff in a park.
Okay.
Let the kids play. And then they went to the mall and went and did the Build-A-Bear thing.
Okay.
So each kid got to build their bear, which this is an epic experience. Kobe and I have done it together a few times.
If you've never been to Build-A-Bear, go find a Build-A-Bear and go. Because
doesn't matter how old you are.
It's fantastic.
I mean, you bond with this little stuffed animal to the point where you just can't get rid of it.
It's just an empty shell of an animal.
Yes.
And they stuff it.
To your liking.
To your liking, mm-hmm. However soft or, you know, firm you launch your animal, and
you get a heart.
You get a heart and you kiss the heart and you rub it on your head and
to make it smart.
And your funny bone
to make
and
it funny.
All that kind of stuff.
And I think you have to hop up and down.
Hop up and down.
It's
and
so
then
fun.
They put the heart in the bear before they sew the back up. It's like an experience.
It is. The building of the bear is almost as special as the bear itself.
Yes.
So each of these kids, if you're picturing this, we've built this up pretty good now.
Yeah.
Each of these kids have an amazing animal that they have just bonded with and they've brought to life. You even get to do a birth certificate.
Yes.
For your bear.
You get to name it whatever you want and it prints out a birth certificate.
Yes. None of my animals had birth certificates, but my Build-A-Bears.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, even the live ones.
No, I only know the birthday of one of my cats.
Well, I know birth, month, and year for each animal in the house.
I don't
not
know
not the dates.
I just know one date. That's it.
That's pretty amazing. That's just Chubbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that one because I've been to the birthday party.
Because he gets a birthday party.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so all the kids just got their bears done. The mom of the party just paid for all the bears. And then she announces to every single person in this group that their bear they just built is now the birthday girl's property. That's part of her gift. Even though each one of these kids brought her a gift.
So they brought her a gift.
Uh-huh.
They built their own special bear that they bonded with.
Right.
And now they have to give all of it to the birthday girl.
Correct.
What the actual F?
Yeah, you can just, that's, you could, even though we're talking about kids, you could just say fuck.
Holy fuck.
I know.
That is so wrong.
And this mom thought so too, but they were also flabbergasted by this. I think I said that word right now.
Yes.
Almost?
Yeah. No, that's right.
Okay,
you
good.
You nailed it.
Yes, me. Yes.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you're just standing there and you can't believe what's happening. So you just go,
I know.
Oh, okay.
So these moms just continued with the party because they went back to the birthday girl's house after then and had the cake and the ice cream. Anyway, and
she's
surrounded
by her 20 new freaking bears that she has.
Yeah. What kid needs 20 bears?
I know, right?
What are you going to do with them? They're
That's
in a garage sale. They're
That's
in a garage
mean.
Sale the next year with a bunch of dog lovers like me picking them up to let my dog chew up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a chance.
No.
Although if it was my dogs, he wouldn't chew it up. If I gave it to one of the cats, he'd chew it up. Not if it's his. That's just how my animals work. But anyway, so these moms actually, there's two or three of them approached the host a few days later at the school drop off or pickup or something. And asked her if she thought that was correct, and then kind of say, you know, my child was really upset by that because she didn't even warn them that that was going to happen. Because, like, you know, honestly, if you wanted them all to build a bear for your child, buy two.
Yeah.
Say, okay, we need you to build one for so-and-so and then one for yourself.
Or say, we want you to build a special bear for so-and-so because it's her birthday.
Yeah, say it up front.
Say it up front so they know they're not going to get to keep it.
And they're probably going to do something different then. They're going to do something they think their friend's going to like.
Yeah.
But like we said earlier, who the hell needs that many bears?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need
that
many stuffies.
Everybody gets one. You don't need to have 20 of them.
Well, anyway, this mom said that she thought it was justified. She didn't see anything wrong with it. And then when they challenged her a little bit more, she ended up just walking away from them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to her birthday party again.
No. No one's going to that biatch's birthday party again.
Holy shit. That's so rude and arrogant.
I know.
Like, yeah.
So that's not birthday etiquette. No.
Nobody do that, please.
No. Everybody should get their damn bear at the end.
That's our new motto. Everyone should get their damn bear.
Yes. And believe it or not, that was not our fucked up news.
That was not the fucked up news.
I think we're getting ready for our fucked up news, which I, Kobe's been hiding the fucked up news from me this whole week.
Yes. So I have been. I've been saving this one special for Heather. It's a short one, but meaningful to Heather. She'll find out why here in just a second.
I cannot wait for this.
So this is not in the United States. This is in Brazil.
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 Brazil. Oh, I rolled a little.
Brazil.
Brazil. Megan, can you say Brazil?
I don't know if that's how you say
it. Oh, she said it really good.
All right. So this woman has like a fling with a guy that she doesn't know that well. Gets pregnant and decides to have the baby.
Yes.
And after she has the baby, she goes to seek some child support from the father.
Rightfully.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, that's what should happen.
And so she ends up going to court and because the father will not step forward and pay the child support.
Which is so fucked up.
Which is fucked up. And so she sues him for child support. So what they normally do in any case like this, they order a DNA test.
Yeah.
To see if he's the father.
They call it a paternity test.
Paternity test. Well, this says DNA.
Or a DNA test.
This says DNA test.
Is there a difference or is it the same?
I think it's the same.
I don't know for
a fact.
But
I'm not sure.
So they do a DNA test.
So they do a DNA test.
Perfect.
Which is inconclusive.
That's odd.
Because the father has a twin brother. And the woman cannot remember which one she slept with.
Because they must be identical.
Because they're identical twins. And so the DNA test comes back and it could be either one of them. Because they have identical DNA.
Which identical twins do.
Yes.
Hmm.
So the DNA test does nothing to help her case. Because neither one of them will confess. Because they don't want to pay child support. Whichever it was.
Those are some stand-up guys.
Yeah. Some real stand-up guys. Mm. And they won't confess. And so what do you do?
Well, and their brains are thinking they just get off.
Yeah.
Because that's
like, well,
what happens with a lot of twins.
I'm not going to have to pay child support because you can't prove which one of us is the dad.
Yeah.
You can't. So the judge, bless his heart.
I love judges.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Says, well, you know what? Since neither one of you confess, guess what? You both get to pay child support.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so he ordered each one of the twins to pay $60 a month, which in Brazil is 30% of the minimum wage towards the child support every month.
Good.
Which means the child's actually getting twice the amount of child support she would have gotten if the father would have just fessed up to.
So, like, if they would have been smart, they would have just had said one of them was the father and they would have split that.
Then they could have split that $60 and each paid like $30 a month.
Yeah.
Instead, they're giving her like $120 a month or something.
Yeah, which doesn't sound like a lot.
It's not, but this is in Brazil. So I think it's, you know.
Yeah, it's Brazilian money.
It's Brazilian money and the cost of living.
And obviously,
is
$30 is fucking kingish.
Yeah.
That's like,
what is
that?
That's what you get.
Yeah,
here.
You're pretty wealthy for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the judge.
We should move to Brazil.
The judge called out the deadbeat dad in court and said, Such vile behavior cannot be tolerated by the law. And he said that both of the men's names will appear on the child's birth certificate.
Like the brother husbands.
Yes.
Brother dads.
Uncle dad.
Uncle dads is even better.
So when she gets older, she can go hunt them down and
figure out really
and
who's,
figure out which
who's the
one
uncle
it was.
And who's the dad.
Who's the uncle, who's the dad.
They'll probably just switch it up on her.
Yeah. Who, you know, if they're assholes like this, maybe they won't make it that much longer.
So fun fact on twins, identical twins. Yes, the DNA is exactly the same, but about most of the time the fingerprints are not. Which I know sounds odd. They were usually at birth, but as you go through life, your fingerprints change. You get cuts, you get burns, you get scrapes. Things happen.
Things happen, and it just doesn't stay the same.
Nope.
Yeah.
So if you're an identical twin out there like me, and you have your twin in your back pocket for who you're blaming for any future crimes, don't leave fingerprints.
Or hair, if you color your hair.
If you color your hair. You don't want to leave hair, especially if one's blonde and one's red like us.
Yeah.
That makes it pretty obvious.
Otherwise, though, if it's like blood or something, spit.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and blame that twin. Because if they can't prove which one of you did it, you're both get off.
If it's a bad enough crime.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Obviously not in child support crime cases.
Obviously not.
Obviously.
I don't know if that would fly in the United States. It might.
I wonder how they would do that in the United States.
I don't know.
I'm wondering if they could have done a different type of test, though, that would have proved it out.
I don't know what.
I don't know what they could have done.
They would have just had to, like, berate.
Because the semen would be the same, too.
Yep. So, in reality, does it matter which one's the dad? The kid's going to look the same because.
Have you seen my twins' kids?
Yeah.
If anybody says they look like her, guess what? They look like me. There's just as much of my DNA in there as hers.
That's right. So you know what? Mm-hmm. That's what your kids would look like.
How it goes. Well, and so that is your fucked up news segment for the week.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. It was a short one, but a good one, I thought. So I think we're going to wrap it up for episode number 30.
Number 30. When we get to 50, we're going to have to do like a special celebration.
We will. We'll have a party and, yes, Megan. Special episode with what?
Oh, she's been really wanting to do the BFF challenge. What did she tell us today? We weren't friends long enough to be BFFs.
Yeah. Megan said we have to be. Scientists say that you can't be best friends with someone until you've been friends for 7 years.
How many scientists have BFFs?
Zero.
I really don't know how many of them have them.
They just work all the time making up dumb tests and stuff, and so they don't have friends.
They're not even really married. They don't even have spouses. If you're a scientist out there, we're sorry if this is wrong.
We had a conversation with Megan quite a while ago about us being best friends, and she was talking about her and her best friend, Sydney.
Yes.
We've also been best friends for quite a while.
Yes.
And we were arguing about who was more bestie.
Who knew their besties better.
Who knew their besties better. Who was the bestest of friends.
Yes.
And so then we decided we should have a best friend off.
Well, and then we attempted it a little bit then, but they didn't even know each other's favorite colors.
Yeah. You guys suck. You guys suck.
She knows it now.
But see, the problem is...
Yeah, only because of that.
The problem is we can't come up with the question. Someone else has to come up with the question.
An unbiased person.
Yeah.
And the unbiased is going to be hard because it has to be someone who's not going to favor Kobe
and
I.
And we can't see the questions beforehand.
No, we can't prepare ourselves. It's going to be kind of like the newlywed game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fun. That would be a fun episode to do. Do this friend off and see... Who knows their bestie more?
Yeah.
Now, they should have an advantage over us because Kobe and I drink every time we're with each other. So
we forget shit.
Yeah. So there should be an added bonus. I will say there's been, you guys spend the night at each other's houses often.
Yeah.
But we've done like massive times where we're literally together for 24/7.
Like road trip. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we do nothing but talk.
Yeah. The whole time. The whole time.
like Megan, the whole time.
every waking moment.
Yes.
I need characters. I can just turn off the recording.
So that'll be coming soon, you guys.
So maybe I don't know. 50th.
Is our chain gonna work on these new mics?
No. Well, maybe we have to pick one.
Okay, yours.
Okay. Do you want to do
yours or mine?
Yeah, let's do yours.
Okay. Here we go, guys.
Like right in front of you.
Okay, here we go. We don't know if that worked or not.
I hope you guys heard that. That was our ching. So.
Oh, it worked.
Oh, yay. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in for episode number 30. If you have any awesome gift ideas, send them to us.
Oh, please do that. And then the three people that we owe gifts for, they're coming. We just have failed to give them to you.
Yeah.
They're done, though.
We're done. We failed.
Aaron, tell me to get the thing out of my purse for you at work.
Aaron.
And then Robin, we'll get yours to you.
Yeah, we will. I promise.
And then Sheila,
it's coming.
And I'm surprised it didn't come there on
and my brother
last weekend. Yeah.
Yours is coming also.
Yeah, we still have to do it.
Yeah, so I just have to put it together.
Oh, and Kobe's boobs look great. if you haven't already, 5 stars on iTunes, please.
And just rate us because we love to be rated and send us some comments.
Well, we only really love the good ratings.
We love the good ratings.
Yeah, just good ratings, please.
If you have any ideas for our best friend off.
Yeah. Give us some questions.
Give us some freaking questions.
So we can cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we like to cheat.
I'm good at cheating. All right. Love you guys.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.